Sweet Jesus, how can I ever thank you for your kindness and mercy? Thank you, Lord. Well, sweetheart dwellers, when I came into prayer, I saw the Lord holding a scroll in his left hand and a match in his right, and he was lighting it on fire and burning it. I thought, uh-oh. But he gave me to understand that it had to do with flowers. You see, every year I get this temptation in the springtime, and tonight I gave in. So I am very guilty coming before the altar, wanting to pray, but knowing I'd really blown it, and secretly hoping he would make an exception and let me keep them. You see, I ordered a few seeds and a couple of very tiny plants on Amazon, and knew that if he didn't give me mercy, I would cancel the order this very night. Funny, though, I really didn't expect his response. So I asked, "What is it you're burning, Lord?" Knowing full well I had been foolish. Jesus answered me, "Your list of things you feel guilty about? I'm so tired of your guilt, Claire. There is my permissible will and my perfect will. May I say, you are sometimes much too weak to live in my perfect will, and this night I've given you my mercy, for you have served me faithfully and through many trials, and these flowers are my gift to you. That is why I told you to go back and get the lilies. I knew you gave them up for me, but now I'm giving them to you as a gift." And he's talking about the seeds for rain lilies. They're really pretty pink lilies. He continued, "There are times in the life of a soul where a mercy cries out. As the saying goes, you can bend a bow until you break it." That's a monastic saying. "Many of my saints had gardens they tended. Many also had dungeons where their only consolation was my presence. For each, I designate what is right for them in their particular season of life. Some row the boat, others sit beside them and eat honey cakes, enjoying the ride. Each has a time and a purpose. The flowers are my gift to you, beloved. The parchment was what you felt guilt over. Now I ask you to tuck back into your very simple life of prayer and worship and feeding my sheep, knowing that I love you dearly, Claire. Though you have denied yourself year after year after year these very simple pleasures, this year I want you to have them and enjoy them with me, with no guilt hanging over your head. I don't know what to say, Lord, other than to cry little tears of thanksgiving for your precious mercy. I want you to plant them, knowing this is a springtime of your life. This is the time to step into your longings to please me, for I am with you, and no one will stop me from granting you these blessings. No one will block them, and no one will steal them from you. But do pray for your enemies. They've done nothing but curse you and all you stand for. Yet I am about to disarm them, and how pitiful they will be. Pitiful enough to need your prayers. So I enjoin you to petition my Father for their salvation. Oh, how I long to show them mercy." You know, guys, he's been talking to us a lot about praying for our enemies and even the people who have been tormenting little children and trafficking them. The Lord wants to save their souls. The children that they're trafficking are getting saved, but there's no hope for them without our prayers. I'll go into that more on another message. I answered Jesus, "Yes, Lord, I will pray. I count on you to remind me, though, please. This I will do. You have fought long and hard. Not that the future is easy, but let's just say that there will not be the same impediments you have encountered in the last 2 years. And all of you, my faithful heart dwellers and intercessors, the battles on this earth are long and hard. There are times I wish to set you aside for recovery and being able to move forward without having to fatigue yourself in battles all day long.
Wow, that's
a good description of the way my life has been going for this last year. Battles all day long. Jesus continued, I also want you to understand that there are times set apart when what was not allowed before is permitted for a season. I am hardening you all off to your own wills, and as you learn to discipline yourselves and focus more on my heart and my business, I can trust you with a few things that would ordinarily lead you in the wrong direction. But there's always caution to be had here, because self-indulgence encourages more self-indulgence. For instance, you know the eye is never satisfied at looking, nor is the ear satisfied at hearing. And that reminded me of a quote, not only from Ecclesiastes, but from The Imitation of Christ, which says, be ofttimes mindful of the saying, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear with hearing. Strive, therefore, to turn away thy heart from the love of things that are seen, and to set it upon the things that are not seen. For they who follow after their own fleshly lusts defile their conscience. Boy, I can relate to that one. And destroy the grace of God. All things are wearisome. Man is not able to tell it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. Ecclesiastes 1:8. Jesus continued, and this is how Laodicea, the prosperous town, fell into apostasy and lukewarmness. This is why I have told you the greatest challenges will come with prosperity, because man tends to be enamored of all that is transitory, a chasing after the wind. He's well armed at war, but the real danger comes in peace. My dear ones, it is not my heart to deprive you. You are in a war for your souls and the souls of your children, and for this reason you must build with one hand and hold the sword with the other. You must be vigilant, because your enemy is forever trying to slowly, imperceptibly, guide your affections towards the things that will weaken your ability to live an upright life. When the war is over and you are with me in heaven, you will see just how much I love you, just how much I long to give you the choicest gifts on earth, but did not because I knew they would cause you to wander off and let your guard down, while the enemy stealthily sought to bring you to ruin. He works in little increments, things that you don't notice. One day you need this, another day you need that, the next day you need more and more and more, until your life is entirely taken up in vanities, and you are not any longer serving me, nor are you keen on serving me. Rather, you want to enjoy your toys. No soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. If he does, he can no longer protect his charge. And it is quite the same with you. The more deeply entrenched in civilian affairs you become, the less you are able to be alert and on guard, and the more likely you are to fall away, indulging yourself in the vanities of the world, while the enemy is busy ensnaring your family and those you love, as well as abandoning the poor of this earth I have created to elicit love and charity from your hearts. The poor are truly my gift to you, that you can become more like my Father in heaven. Ah, yes, when you come to heaven and see the place I've prepared for you, it will be beyond your wildest dreams, suiting you in ways that you never dreamt possible. This is because you are safe from the enemy, you are protected, and those beautiful things of creation I truly made for your enjoyment will surround you in ways you never thought possible. Yes, I repeat myself, I say it again and again and again. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of man what I've prepared for you who love me. So you see, I am not the cruel taskmaster Satan would like to make me out to be. No, I am the vigilant Father, knowing the dangers that lie behind each thing you are drawn to. and as a good father, I train you to keep you away from these dangers. So, my love, to bring it back home to you and your love affair with flowers, flowers I've created to bring you joy, understand it is for your health that I hold you back from these things. And yet there is a season to enjoy them. Just remember to be on guard, lest the enemy draw you away with even more beauty. For you know well, Claire, all the beauty your heart shall ever desire is in my arms, looking into my eyes and hearing the words that I am pleased with you. These are the things the enemy cannot take from you, my love. This relationship stands forever, blooms forever, gives off fragrance forever, and fruit forever. So come tenderly into my arms, Claire, and enjoy the lilies.